Live from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show, Wednesday, October 23rd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. Game one of the World Series is in the books. The Nationals knock off the Astros at ace Gerrit Cole in a thrilling 5-4 win. Nationals steal home field advantage as they head to game two. There's just nothing quite like playoff baseball. Two, as the General Motors strike continues, sad news from Tennessee. A United Auto Workers picket struck and killed Tuesday by a driver outside the GM plant in Spring Hill. Preliminary investigation and witness statements suggest the man was not actively picketing at the time of the crash, but was attempting to cross a roadway near the picket line. And number one, Republican Senator Lindsey Graham railed against the House Democrats' impeachment inquiry, calling it illegitimate and unconstitutional. Said he plans to introduce a Senate resolution that would argue any articles of impeachment would be, or should be, dismissed in the Senate without a trial. We'll have audio from Senator Graham coming up in just a bit. How you doing out there? Wednesday, October 23rd, Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show, as I do from time to time. Always a pleasure to talk to the Steve Gruber Show audience all across the great state of Michigan. And it's a fine time in the state. Ron Rademacher with us later talking about things happening around Michigan. But all you have to do is look out your door and see some of the colors changing. I was actually bike riding yesterday. My son and I do a bike ride virtually every day. And I made the mistake of one day telling him last year, look, if the temperature is above 45, we can go. Like that, yeah, I can handle that. Of course, yesterday, wind, rain, wetness, and it was 47. He's like, we got to go. It's 47. Okay. So we were out riding bikes yesterday. It was fine. But man, we came across this tree. It was just bright yellow, just beautiful. And especially sundown, when the sun's at that angle and hitting the trees, you see the beautiful colors. What a great time. What a great time in the state. And the temperature is getting right around where I like it. A little cooler would be okay. I'm a fall-winter guy. I'm not a summer-spring guy. So this is all good for me. If you don't know who I am, I'm Scott Bertram. I'm the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, in the southern part of the state. Been here for about 4 years now, if you can believe it. Heck, if I can believe it. Started in January of 2016, so coming up on the four-year anniversary. I teach in the journalism department here at Hillsdale College, mostly radio and rhetoric-related classes. And you could also find my podcasts. Well, they're not my podcasts. I just host them. One is for the school, Hillsdale. It's called the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. You also hear that show on many of these fine radio stations on which you're hearing my voice right now over the weekend. But if you don't, you can catch it via podcast on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Stitcher, and all the fine places podcasts are found. We try to bring you as close to Hillsdale as possible, even if you can't be here. That's sort of the plan, right? What's happening on campus, big news, big guests, the debates, the conversations. This past week, we talked with John Miller, who's also in the journalism department, about football safety. He wrote a book about how Teddy Roosevelt saved the game of football in the early 1900s. And so we talked with him about that. Kim Strassel on the show this past week. We listened back to the highlights from the dedication of Christ Chapel. So Dr. Arne is on there, and also Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas. Both those guys were talking at the dedication of Christ Chapel here on Hillsdale's campus, what, 2-3 weeks ago? And we heard some of it on this past week's Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. You also can hear me host the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast. And over at National Review, you've got Political Beats, where we talk with people in and around the world of politics, not about political things at all, but about their favorite band or their favorite musician. And the most recent one, I believe, is Graham Parsons. We actually have had a little break here due to scheduling conflicts. We'll be back at it soon, but the last one, Graham Parsons, that great country artist, kind of rock country folk R&B artist. Check it out at Political Beats, at National Review, and anywhere that fine podcasts are found. So that's a little bit about me. Find me on Twitter, too, at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Coming up on today's Steve Gruber Show, here in hour number one, Phil Kirpin, an old buddy from American Commitment, talk about how the president should end the capital gains inflation tax. Hour two, Michael Barone. He's been a guest here at Hillsdale College a time or two, also a fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. And his new book, How America's Political Parties Change and How They Don't. Philip Wegman from Real Clear Politics. He's the White House correspondent, writing about the pronoun primary in 2020 among the Democrats. Hour three, Ron Rademacher will take us all around the state of Michigan. Dan Woese is a Second Amendment advocate and spokesperson. We'll talk about Beto O'Rourke and, of course, his plan to come get your guns. And Dr. John Lott from the Crime Prevention Research Center, he does not, I'll check my notes here, but no, he does not want to take your guns. Dr. John Lott also will be here in hour number three of the Steve Gruber Show. So lots to get to today. Audio as well. We've got Shaquille O'Neal, the former NBA star, now commentator, being one of the lone people to kind of step up and defend free speech and push back a little on the NBA for their actions regarding China and bending the knee to the Chinese government to have access to the market for their players and uniforms and games. Also, that Lindsey Graham audio I told you about a little ago. And, yeah, you know, the big thing yesterday, and I think we have time here, I think, Alex, if you've got the Biden cut, we can squeeze it in here. The tweet yesterday, I'm not sure if it was in time for Steve to discuss, I think so, where the president compared the impeachment process to a political lynching. And, of course, that set off all the people out there who said the president shouldn't use those terms. Lynching has bad connotations with our history. That's understandable. Of course, when the term concentration camps was used, we were told to ignore context and go straight to the dictionary definition, and everything was fine, and don't worry about it. Different yesterday when lynching was used in the tweet. Of course, audio, video, forever, and we now know that a certain someone running for the Democratic nomination for president this time around, a guy named Joe Biden, used the exact same language to describe the exact same process back in 1998. And, yeah, we have the audio. Joe Biden here, then senator, on with Wolf Blitzer, in fact, on CNN back in 1998. Here's the audio.
It seems to me that the process is being demeaned. And I have great faith in Henry Hyde, but old Henry better get on the job. Because unless he figures out how to corral this, no matter what happens, even if the president should be impeached, history is going to question whether or not this was just a partisan lynching or whether or not it was something that, in fact, met the standard, the very high bar that was set by the founders as to what constituted an impeachable offense.
Do you believe?
Well, there we go. Joe Biden, senator back in 1998, using the exact same term to describe the exact same thing. Is it okay in both cases, or is it bad in both cases? Some people will have to decide that here, perhaps in the near future. All right, we're rolling hour one. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. Hear from Lindsey Graham next here on the Steve Gruber Show.
You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Your local FS is member-owned. And that means when you buy our flagship brands like FS Envision and FS HiSoy, you're actually buying seed from yourself. And you wouldn't sell yourself anything but the best, would you? In field after field, FS brands are out-yielding the competition. Talk to your local FS crop specialist about Envision corn or HiSoy soybean seed today. At harvest, you'll be glad you did. Envision and HiSoy are available exclusively at your local FS member company.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
That moment, we arrived in the scene.
The storm had nearly destroyed the area.
This was our own community. Friends, family, people we grew up with, went to school with. We were there to help.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
They made it down to the storm cellar, but the house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had chainsaws going, and we had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Right here, close to home, in my state.
It was one of those life-changing moments where I realized I am making a difference in these people's lives and mine. I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
You can serve part-time and be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.